29 emergency triple team traffic, starting with Andy Farnsworth.
And we start with northbound 15. A little bit of good news for those of you coming over Point of the Mountain. The crash just after the Bluffdale exit, they've moved it over to the left shoulder, so now the HOV and all the other lanes are open, but all the emergency vehicles are on the left shoulder now, and we've got slowing for a couple blocks behind it, and then you get into the bulk of the delays, Bangor Highway up to about 90th South. Now, it is improving between 90th and 33rd South. I am seeing better speeds in general, but the slowing goes all the way into downtown and actually continues past the 6 South exit and heads up towards Davis County. It's just not pretty, Eric Butler.
Haven't seen a report of an accident on the 201 Highway, but you've got a lot of eastbound slowing there. It starts as you go between a Bangor Highway and the 215 West Belt, and it eases up a little bit as you get closer to the downtown, and then, of course, by the time you hit I-15, you're going to run into those slowdowns if you're heading northbound. Heather?
We have KSL traffic trooper Sam let us know that there's a crash northbound Redwood Road right at the I-215 interchange in Taylorsville. We can't tell what lanes are blocked right now, but traffic backed up well before 70th South. It's taking him quite a bit of time to get through there. And then southbound I-15, just your typical delays remain right now between Woods Cross and downtown Salt Lake. Don't miss the UEA convention October 20th through 21st at Southtown Expo for informative seminars, activities, plus the kids can shoot hoops for free books. Visit myuea.org for tickets and details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.